This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the close on the New York Mercantile Exchange today, you could buy a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil for $26.55. That is almost 7% less than that same barrel cost just yesterday. The crash in crude has been disastrous for oil and gas producers, the ones who will go out drilling for the stuff. Also, presumably bad for the banks that lend them the money to do it, right? Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story from the Sustainability Desk.
The last oil bust of 1986 sparked a Texas banking rout, says longtime bank analyst Charles Peabody of Portales Partners.
Basically, all the major Texas banks either failed or were bought out by a larger East Coast bank.
But since then, energy finance has changed dramatically, and fewer alarm bells are going off, even though oil sells for a quarter of its recent peak. Oil lending has spread out among banks, among hedge funds, private equity, and for all the exuberance of the fracking boom, the banks stayed disciplined, says analyst Mike Mayo at investment firm CLSA.
There was a silver lining from the financial crisis, and that is that the banking industry doubled down on ensuring that they lent to the best borrowers. This is not the Big Short Part 2.
That is for the banks. For the drillers, their endless well of money is drying up. Now they may pay $50 to pump a barrel of oil that sells for just $27. Their credit lines got cut some 40% last fall. And many drillers bought guaranteed high selling prices, called hedges, that will expire soon. Buddy Hayes is with the energy practice of the law firm Haynes Boone.
With less hedge, think of it as price insurance, the companies will be more exposed to a potential borrowing base reductions, and you would expect less of that protection going into 2016.
The question will be, what happens when an oil or gas company can't pay its debt? That's a tough call for the bank. It can push liquidation or bankruptcy and take a loss, or it can keep lending and cross its fingers, says Charles Peabody.
The old adage used to be a rolling loan gathers no loss. Keep rolling those loans when they came due in an effort to keep their client afloat. But history shows the losses actually grew over time.
He says drillers and their bankers are in for a two-and-a-half-year period of pain that could go well into 2017. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.